Thank you and good morning. Congressman Jared Huffman has released a statement to announce that 11 health care centers in his district will receive a total of $11 million in discretionary funds for providing medical service to underserved areas across the six counties. The Arcata Open Door Community Health Center will receive $2.8 million, while Trinity County will see $933,000 and Laytonville's Long Valley Health Center will get $940,000. Health centers in Ukiah and Fort Bragg will also receive funding, and Huffman said in a statement that the money will help thousands of people get the health care they need. The grant funding supports patient-directed organizations that provide primary and preventative care to thousands of residents across the North Coast. Congressman Huffman's office issued a press release thanking Governor Jerry Brown for his proclamation of a state of emergency for the current state of roadways across the North Coast. That declaration covers the last chance grade just south of Crescent City, where the roadway is built on shifting ground, and that if completely collapsed, would cut Del Norte County off from areas to the south. It's estimated that if the roadway fails, it would cost the regional economy more than $130 million per year and lead to hours-long detours. Caltrans is working with the Federal Highways Administration to find a location to reroute Highway 101 so that it no longer runs across the last chance grade. Assembly Bill 2243, authored by Assemblymember Jim Wood, was approved by a 5-0 vote in the Assembly Revenue and Tax Committee yesterday, a bill that would impose taxes on medical marijuana. The bill would levy a tax of $9.25 per ounce on cannabis flowers, $2.75 on cannabis leaves, and $1.25 on immature cannabis plants from nurseries. Current reports show that the projected revenue from the taxes could generate upwards of $77 million annually. Because the measure imposes new taxes, it will need a two-thirds majority vote in the legislature to reach the governor's desk. The Humboldt County Coroner's Office is asking for the public's help in identifying the white male adult who was struck and killed while walking on Highway 101 near Herrick Avenue last Saturday. The victim did not have any form of identification on his person, and fingerprint test results that came back did not provide an identification. Anyone with information about the victim is asked to contact authorities. Today is Earth Day. Jordan Christmas has more.
Multiple events will be held across the county this weekend as Earth Day begins today. Arcata's Environmental Services Department is inviting the public to rebuild parts of the trailer in the Arcata Community Forest on Saturday morning. The Yurok Tribe will also hold their 15th annual Klamath River cleanup on Saturday, and that event begins at 9 a.m. The Sequoia Park Zoo is also inviting the public to join their Party for the Planet Free Day on Sunday afternoon, where there will be games and educational activities at the zoo. Those are just some of the events that are being held this weekend in honor of Earth Day.
Thank you, Jordan. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
Theshoppingshow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The ongoing debate on how to house chronically homeless residents in Eureka and the surrounding areas has led to a lot of heat, as opponents and supporters of the latest proposed shelter project in downtown Eureka argue over safety and impacts to local businesses. The city of Eureka has chosen the Housing First model, and that's a strategy Arcata City Manager Karen Diemer has a lot of experience with. But as Diemer points out, the funding needed to build Housing First and then provide follow-up services for mental health and other issues comes with some trade-offs.
Cities really don't have financial resources to spend in those areas. For better or worse, those funding sources come with strings and requirements that are the state and the federal's latest and best solution to, you know, the issue that we're trying to address, whether it's housing or mental health services, counseling, intervention.
Eureka has taken steps to work directly with the homeless population, but that entails much more than building new structures.
We can start to pair some of those funding sources, as you saw with Measure Z, which was a locally generated funding source, started their program that they call MISS, the Mobile Intervention Services Team, that are going into areas of high homeless encampments and starting to talk and build relationships between that homeless population and mental health professionals and local law enforcement.
The issue of how to help chronically homeless in the community is a multifaceted one, and it stretches far beyond simply providing a place to stay. And that's the news on this Friday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.